Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Don't Kill a Messenger with your host, Victor from Ventobot. And on today's episode, I have a special guest here because with what I teach, what I talk about, it's going to help you bring in never-ending leads. However, what happens when after they didn't end up engaging with you for some reason, they're in your world, how do you keep them engaged? How do you keep talking to people and keep people in conversation? Well, my special guest today is a master at that. He's going to really be talking about like email automation and email copy and copywriting and why it's super important, why most people are leaving so much on the table because they're not doing it correctly. Now, before we begin, if you're serious about getting never-ending leads, then head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of the Complete Automation Strategy, our four phases to generating never-ending leads. Now, I welcome my guest today, Eli Delaney. Hey, Eli, how you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, Victor. Thanks so much for having me. I love doing this stuff.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm excited. We met, I'd say this January for the first time, this past January in 2020 here at an event, in a live event. And you talked a lot about this follow-up, right? And you're like a master of that and what you've done. And there's something specific that I'll touch on later that I really love that you say with the bus and everything like that. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
exactly. So we'll get to that. But what is it about email automation or email marketing that people are just not doing, or why is it important for them to do in the first place?
Yeah. So the biggest thing, it's so funny because you've probably heard the whole thing, the sky is falling related to email marketing. Email marketing is dead. Nobody opens emails. They're horrible. And reality is most of the people that are touting that, it's simple. It's because their emails suck. I mean, they just are horrible. It's like, the reality is a conversation is a conversation. Mm-hmm. You and I having this conversation right now, it's a dialogue. We're bantering back and forth. We say jokes, we smile, we give each other tips, tricks, resources, ideas. That is a conversation. The problem with most email marketing is people think of it like direct mail, one-way communication. They think of it like old school, and they use it like old school with the television. Well, the television was literally, you spout your commercial. It's a one-way monologue, not a dialogue. Mm-hmm. If you shift the thought process, because an email is a communication, it is a dialogue platform. If I send you an email, you open it, you read the email, you can reply back to me.
Yep.
And the idea is to have a conversation with that. And that's where most people are missing the boat. They're thinking of it as a, let me blast my megaphone out here and then walk away. And people are tired of it, quite honestly. And that's why, sadly, most of us marketers out here, we've ruined it one way or another. And, you know, because marketers, we have to bastardize everything that's out in existence. And that's why it doesn't work. But the fun thing is, if you can switch that and you can think differently about it and do it differently, you can get some pretty amazing results.
I love that you said that it is a conversation, because I say this all the time when it comes to ads, right? It's not one way. It's usually, for example, like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, they're on a social platform. People go there to be social. Socialize, have a conversation with people. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when I see like ads and people come to me, they're like, hey, they're not working. Oh, well, I look at them and they're very one way of like, hey, buy my stuff. Like that's in a nutshell, right? That's kind of what it is. Whereas if they started instead with like a conversational tone and understanding people and being the voice inside their head, then that person is more likely to engage with that ad, to move into that funnel, to engage with them in email, to buy their stuff. But understanding that context of having a conversation with somebody, you're not just blasting with a megaphone. And it's very, that's super insightful with email too, right? Because.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like, I mean, people buy from who they know, like, and trust. Okay. We've heard that before. It's been around forever. I know, Arvi, we've spoke on stage together with her. She likes to say people buy from who they know, love, and trust. But those three words are in a specific order for a very specific reason. Mm-hmm. They have to get to know you before they can like you, And if they like you, then they're more likely to trust you. I mean, pretty much doctors and lawyers are the only people that we don't really like before we'll actually, you know, trust them. and that's even a given. It's like, okay, it's like we kind of have to put up with it. But reality is that that's the course of the journey from a prospect becoming a client. This is a person that you meet. I like to say the casual connection. Now, it doesn't matter where you met this person in. I'm famous for actually doing business in the drive-through of Starbucks. Okay. I have literally made sales in the drive-through of Starbucks before because of the conversation. Build a conversation, let somebody know, you know, hey, what's going on? Let them get to know you, see how you can help them in a helpful way, and the sale just happens. And your email is exactly the same thing. You don't have to pitch all the time. And there's a lot of marketers that disagree with me on this one. And that's fine. They do it their way. I do it my way. I'm an advocate for not having to worry about the churn and burn method, meaning you have to always have a new supply of leads, because if you don't do any sales. Because guess what? These people thinking that way, they get them in the door, and if they don't buy, they're dead to them. They're gone. Well, then they have to bring in fresh meat all the time. Now, as an ads guy, you understand that, and there's a lot of possibilities for traffic, and you can bring in the leads, but doesn't it make more sense to convert more of the leads you have and build a better relationship? So not only do you convert more leads, but you also have leads that become amazing. Those are people that go from leads to clients, to raving fans, testimonials, referral sources, friends for life. Doesn't that make much more sense than how much money can I get out of this guy?
Yeah. I love that you put it that way.
That's what we're talking about. We're playing the long game. I have clients. I have a client who literally has been part of my company. Our first company was a web and graphic design agency. Okay. That was about 25 years ago. We started that company. Part of that was hosting websites. I got out of that a long time ago, decided I saw the web design world was going very commoditized. I didn't want to play the game at all. The problem was that I had a hard time finding somebody that I could offload my clients to that I trusted, because these are people that put their trust in me and I didn't feel just comfortable just handing them off to somebody else unless I had that trust. Because of that, I still have clients from that company. And literally like 2 months ago, as of this call, this recording right now, I have a client who calls me up. Actually, she messaged me. She sent me an email and she said, I'm really sorry I have to say this, but 3 years ago, we actually merged with another company. They've had their own branding. They have websites. They had all that stuff together. I didn't feel like I was quite ready to cancel my stuff, but now I really need to just forward it all into that stuff because we are one company. I'm really sorry to do this, but I'm going to have to cancel my hosting. And I'm like, okay, this is a bittersweet moment because I hate losing a client. I feel really bad about that. And it's kind of heartbreaking. But at the same time, if she'd come to me 3 years ago, I would have totally been cool with it. I mean, I would have still been bummed because I don't want to lose a client, but I mean, like, that made sense. I would have told her, I don't like it, but I understand it completely. I wish you the best because it makes sense. She should have, but her loyalty to me kept her paying me month after month after month for another 3 years.
Yep.
When you can build that kind of relationship with your clients, that's amazing. And that's the kind of stuff that can happen. It's not about email. It's about having a better relationship using email, using texting, using direct mail, using phone calls. Pick up the phone once in a while. These things are amazing. You know, the greatest thing about the phone is that you can actually make phone calls with it. Try calling a client once in a while and just call them and just say, hey, I just want to check in and see how you're doing. That's it. That's your script. Don't sell them anything. You know, the cool thing is you can sell them. I can't count the number of times I've done that. And people are like, you know what? I've been meaning to call you. Thank you so much. I actually did that actually with an email campaign for a client. And she did that because she'd been horrible about staying in touch with her clients. So we did a series, we did a campaign to re-engage those existing clients that she had not followed up with at all. And her very first email, which was pretty much a, I'm really sorry. I totally suck at this and I've been bad, but I promise I'll do better. How have you been? She got 100% response. Everybody replied back to her. And by the end of the week, she did over $12,000 in sales.
That's awesome.
Because she just reached out and said, I'm really sorry. How have you been? What are you up to? She didn't sell them anything. That they all said, well, I've been doing great. I totally understand. I haven't followed up with you either. But you know what? I really actually needed to talk to you. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that's the thing for emails, right? I mean, mm-hmm. on the email marketing side, like you said, you set up the campaign to do it. She messaged her list. And you know, you specifically set up a campaign in that regard. So like to step out of the personal part, like the to step into the technical part of it, mm-hmm. you're setting up a campaign, a series of emails that are supposed to reach these people to do a certain thing, right?
Yes.
Essentially your conversion metric was replies, yep. right? It was like what we want out of this is replies, people yep. to reply back to us. So then going back into it, outside of like the technical part, what is she really doing here, right? She's actually just having a normal conversation, just as if I were to send you, and I think this is I'm sure you would agree with this, with a lot of people, they'll think of their email list as like you said, like their direct mail one way, but mm-hmm. when they email people personally, it's their mindset is just completely different than when they're emailing their list.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing different between the two other than like, it's easier to send an email to the list because you're not having to type all of those emails the same way. You type it yeah. one time, but it sends to all of them.
Exactly. It's a matter of it's the mindset and the psychology using mm-hmm. the technology. I heard this amazing quote just recently, and the gentleman's name is Sabri, and I cannot think of his last name, but he just said this great quote, and I'm completely snagging this one, but I'm giving him credit for it because I'm very big into that. It's not about the technology, it's about the psychology. And I that resonated so much with me. So I think that's going to be actually go in every one of my presentations moving forward, because that really is what it is about. It doesn't matter what software you're using. There's so many options yeah. out there. You know, I'm an Infusionsoft guy, but there's other software out there that does stuff. Some people can't stand Infusionsoft. That's fine. But what we want is we want to learn to use the technology to build better relationships with the people we meet. And it doesn't matter where that person comes in, because one of the best things about this is you look at people from a standpoint of, I don't know if this is a good client. I don't know if this is going to be a great prospect or not, but they might be, and they might not be today, but they might be down the road. They might actually have a referral for me. So you don't discount anybody. You go at every relationship like it's a one-on-one. And when you're writing your emails, you don't think about, I need to send an email to my list. I need to send an email to Victor talking about this really awesome tool software that I just found.
Yep.
And I sit down and I write that to you. And then it goes out to everybody. And the funny thing about it, I've had people go through classes with me and gone through some of my coaching, and they've then got an email from me after that and replied back to it and said, so I know I just went through this whole class talking about the email stuff, but this sounds like you just sent it to me. Did you actually just write this one to me, or was this like one of your mass email things that you talk about? Like, of course it was just to you and 5,000 other people, you know? Yeah. And of course I always joke with them about it, because I'm transparent. We're not lying about anything. Yeah. You know, people know that it's part of an email system, but we don't stick it right in their face saying, you're just one of 5,000 people on my list and I really don't care about you, but I want you to give me your money anyway. That's not the way you want to do it. Make it yeah. feel like you actually wrote it to that one person. And along with that, that means get rid of all the crap graphics and the fancy buttons and all that kind of stuff. If you were to open up Gmail and write me an email, what would that look like? It's not going to have a fancy header. It's not going to have graphics in the middle. It's not going to have a great big go here to sign up button in the middle of it. I got that from somebody just recently where the words sounded more personalized, better than he usually mm-hmm. does. But there was so many graphics and different colors and different font sizes and all this other stuff. I'm like, this is a sales page. This is a blast. Yeah. And not that I didn't know that to begin with. I used to work with him. I know what he's using. I know what software he's even using. But the way he did it immediately created a disconnect.
Yeah. That makes sense. So, like, what would you then say, and I'm sure this is very situational as well, but would you then say, like, an all text type of email is better than ones that we see for, like, for example, the most common thing that comes to mind is, like, e-commerce brands tend to do this, right? They have the banner on top of their email. They have the big buttons. They have the shop now and then all this other stuff and whatnot.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Because here's the thing, and this is a thing I challenge people on very commonly, especially my clients. The very first thing I do with my clients is I say, you need to quit referring to your customers as customers. Customers are transactional. Walmart has customers. You have clients. Clients are people. Clients hire you to take care of them, to care for them, to solve problems for them. There's a very big difference. If you want to be a commodity type business, you can have customers. You can send out the thing with the picture and the button and be boring. And basically it's like, okay, if you want to buy my thing, cool. Other than that, I don't care. If you want to be that way, that's fine, but it's not going to build a relationship. It's not going to build loyalty in any way, shape, or form. You want to build loyalty, actually have a conversation. Get rid of all the extra gunk and talk about, hey there, here's something cool that's going on. I thought you might find it useful, and give them a tip or share a book or share a video that you found on YouTube. I mean, I got a great example. So, you know, Go Giver right here. Okay. This is a popular book. A lot of people talk about this book and it's helped tens and if not hundreds of thousands of people. This book is awesome because it's short, sweet, easy to read. And for me personally, it's kind of a mantra that I live by this. But just recently, I actually had somebody, this conversation hadn't come up, but he came to me and said, somebody had recommended the Go Giver book. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but it's a really good book. And when I read it, the first thing I thought was, this is exactly what Eli does. I was blown away when he said that. And I was like, that's so funny because I actually know Bob. I interviewed him for my podcast. And so I will take this book and I recommend it to people normally. But if I recommend a book to you, that's adding value.
Right.
I'm doing it purely because I want to help you. I want to offer something that I think is going to make your life better. Do I get anything off of you buying this book? If you buy it off of Amazon, yes, it is an affiliate link. I'll make it like 30 cents, maybe. It's not about the commission. It's about the relationship and how I'm adding value up front.
Yeah. No, I love that because that's interesting. That's, you mentioned that a couple times in presentations that I've heard you speak at. And personally, like I tell people all the time this, I've personally not actually added something like that into an email sequence. But I'll do that in conversation all the time. I'm like, hey, I dislike this book. I mean, like shameless self plug. I have my own that I talk about all the time. However, I also recommend things that I've read to better my skills. Like for example, with sales or with different forms of marketing and like just psychology books like that. And there's like a ton of books that I love reading that helped me with a certain area of my business, and I know that it could be helpful. And you know, I do that in conversation all the time. But yeah, adding it to your email sequence, like as an intro, for example, if someone just opts in after like the initial couple of days where they get the initial like 3 days of emails that like I like to teach, after that, you know, like what do you do?
Bingo, right there.
Keep giving them value.
Yeah,
you know, keep providing that insight.
And here's the thing with it is, and you got to think about the psychology, just like I keep bringing up. When you talk about something, even if it's the most amazing tip and they will get so much value out of it, but it came out of your book, when you do that, it's still self-serving because it's about you. Mm-hmm. If you do it with somebody else's book, It is purely about them, about adding value to that person, and you're helping basically boost up a third person at the same time, the author of that book. Now, that doesn't mean we're never going to talk about our own stuff, because we have a business. We got to sell. I mean, I'm one of the very first people. I will gladly admit I'm a capitalist. I like to get paid. But that doesn't mean it's about the pitch. And so by adding, you know, here's a cool book, here's a cool video, here's an article I saw, here's a cool piece of software that I use. And I mean, you're a geek just as much as I am. So we have all these geeky toys that we play with all the time. And so I have literally hundreds of them. I talk about right now, my new obsession is the Rocket Books. Rocket Books are basically, it's a book that you can write on and then erase it. You write, basically record it like an app. The app basically takes a picture, it'll send it to Evernote, and then you basically spritz it with water, wipe it down, and you got your page over again. So you never run out of paper. You're using the same notebook over and over and over again.
That's cool.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, I am an affiliate for it. I'm happy to send you my link because I signed up because they are so awesome. But I have like five of these silly things. I got the little tiny one sitting here. I just showed you the big one. I got the journal style here. There's another one. See right here. And I talk about these things all the time. And I share ideas of how they work and why I like them so much and stuff like that because I'm a geek, right? And I have tools and gizmos and gadgets and stuff that I find useful for me. If I can share those with other people, they see the value in it. The cool thing is when you do enough of that kind of stuff, when you actually say, by the way, I don't know if you've read it yet, but in my book, I have this one thing I think you might find helpful in chapter 3 about X, Y, Z. If you haven't downloaded it yet, here's a link to go check it out. But, you know, here's the tip. You know, you give them the tip at that point. But if that's one thing mixed in with the other stuff, they're already defaulted to, Victor always gives me amazing, cool stuff. This has got to be good. They're not defaulted to what's Victor pitching me again? Because that's what happens with so many people. I literally have people that I get emails from them and I'm like, okay, well, I don't need to buy that. I don't even know what it is. I don't need that. I don't need that. I mean, I just delete them without even looking at them because I know they're a pitch for something that I don't care about.
Yep.
So switch it up, add some cool content in there. And one thing that's really important, and on all of this stuff that I'm talking about goes into play with this, also think evergreen. As evergreen is the most critical piece to making this really work, because you don't want to have to write emails all the time. Even I don't want to do it all the time, and I love doing it. Think evergreen. If I talk about, like, as a great example, The Go-Giver, that's a great book. One of the other ones that I use, I have it right here. And I was teaching a class this morning, so I actually had these as part of the class. Go for No from Andrea Waltz and Richard Fenton, also an amazing book. Andrea is a friend of mine. And I knew this book. This book was introduced to me by another friend of mine like 3 years before I met Andrea. I actually made a point to search her out because the book is so awesome. I got this book in 2009. And this is the original copy with the bookmark that has, it's a Coyotes hockey ticket that I was going in. That's how I know it was 2009 because it's got the ticket stub on it. But I use this as an idea. So I'll talk about this book, why it's so awesome, why I think that you should read it. But if you get that email today, it's awesome. But if you get it 5 years from now, it's still awesome.
Yep.
It's still valid content. That's what you're looking for.
Awesome. So like, with speaking about like value content, then how would one even get started with, let's say they've been lacking on sending people content on a consistent basis, right? Like that's the first part. You have to set up some type of consistency so people kind of become part of, at least in my opinion, so people get used to receiving this information a certain frequency.
Yeah.
However, how would you like, you said you just had a class on this earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. What are like some high level things with, obviously without sharing what you, cause it was a paid class, I know, without sharing too much of the details, like what are some of the high levels that you could help people with how they get started?
Yeah, that's easy. So think of like the books, like I just talked about.
Yeah.
Think of books that you love that your clients would love. Think of videos that might be out there. If you like stuff like TED Talks, for me, I'm business to business. One of the very first ones that I always recommend is Simon Sinek's Start With Why TED Talk. If you haven't watched it, again, phenomenal video, highly recommend it. Think about things that you could share with your clients. And these are prospects, which means soon to be clients, that you can send stuff to them to add value. Make a list of those kind of things. Think of the top 10 questions that people ask you on a regular basis. What are the top 10 questions people should be asking you on the top of the basis? You make a list of all these kind of things. And basically, one email for each one of them, short, sweet, to the point. You know, hey, this is a book that I read. This is why I love it so much. Here's a couple of the biggest takeaways from it. Here's a link to Amazon. Check it out. Let me know when you've read it. I would love to hear your thoughts. And you use exactly the same formula I just gave you on all of that stuff, and you put it out there, and that's your starting point. There's a lot more that goes into it, but that is like a good starting point. Now, here's a little bonus thing. If you have not been consistent and you've been the person who's pitching all the time, here's where you can stop. You need to send an email that I call this the slacker email. And it's because the first line is, I have been such a slacker. That's my subject line. And you throw yourself under the bus. You apologize for not communicating as well as you really should have. And basically put that out there. Nothing else in there, just saying, hey, I haven't stayed in touch the way I should have been. I should have been saying, you know, being more consistent and sharing more value. I promise that I'm going to be better this year. While we're here, what have you been working on? I would love to hear what projects you got going on and see if there's anything I can do to help you out. That's your entire email. Start with that and then start working on the other stuff. You will be amazed at what can happen from it.
I love that. That's gold right there. Right? That one, I feel we're gonna send that out today. Okay. I mean, like, I have a consistent weekly like basis that I email my list. Mm-hmm. At the same time, like, I know we've slowed down with some other things of like content on like trainings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that I'm gonna do that.
Tell me how it works. I had the last person that I actually gave that exact tip to that replied back to me. She tried it. Like, literally, I think it was 2 hours after I told her that specific thing, that email right there. 2 hours later, I saw the email because I was actually on her list. And I read it and I was like, this is awesome. She took it to heart. This is great. I was so happy and so proud. I replied back to her and said, this is freaking awesome. Great job. I want to hear how it goes. She immediately replies back and says, I cannot believe the response. Already, this is the best response I have had ever. Ever.
That's awesome. Yep. And you know, I have an idea psychology-wise of why it works from a marketing mm-hmm. perspective, and I'm sure I'll let you chime in too, is it works because it's a conversation. It's a genuine
exactly.
question that you would ask someone that's your friend, that you would, like, if I were to email you personally outside of my list, I would probably say exactly that.
Exactly.
But, man, just out of curiosity, like, this, like, we've stayed out of touch. It's been like, let's say we haven't talked until now, right. Since January. Right. So it's July right now. And that's about 6 months. And I would have been, hey, just out of curiosity, it's been a while, like, what you've been up to and something like that. You probably would have been like, oh, hey, like, great to hear from you. You know, yeah, I felt the same way. Because it's a very genuine.
Exactly. That is exactly it. And it's so funny because it's so simple, but most people don't do it. 99% of the people out there will not do this. So anybody who's listening to this, if you want to do it, I would love to hear from you and hear what results you got, because it has been phenomenal for the clients that we have done this with. And we're talking a lot of just business that they, I mean, I had one person who said, I got a list, but it's a dead list. I don't know what to do with it. I looked at her stats, and her current stats at the time had been like a 7% open rate. So we did a small series kind of along this area. We put together a campaign. The next few, we went from her 7, and she'd been consistently like 6 and 7 for like the previous 2 years, I think. 9, 12, 15-20.
That's awesome.
All because we changed the psychology behind it and actually had a real conversation instead of the boring newsletter that nobody wants.
Yeah, I love it because it's true. Like, there you have, like, and it's funny because I think that same way when I actually go email. For example, like, I email consistently on a weekly basis for people that are enrolled into this, to the list that want to hear about the podcast, right? Like, who is coming on this week? What do we talk about? What can they learn from it? Some people are interested in some topics, some people are not. But it's usually, for example, in this case, I probably send them an email. I'm like, hey, you've got to try this one email.
Yep.
And it'll be super simple, a couple of lines, very easy like that. Mm-hmm. And it says, like, around this timestamp in our podcast interview, we talk about the one email that is going to help you to increase the amount of people that respond back to you.
And exactly.
It's true. I'm not lying. I'm not, like, I could tell them everything, but then they won't actually listen to the podcast. I want them to listen to what you have to say, right? Yeah.
Well, so people don't want to read that long either. They don't want to read a whole big long email. We're all ADD. I mean, we got the attention span of a gnat right now. That's society's real world stuff. And so, well, you got to keep it short, sweet, to the point. But the cool thing is you give them an action step very quickly in a bite-sized nugget. You know, hey, check out this interview. You know, this was such a cool one. This was one of the number one things we saw from it. This was about 28 minutes into it. Check it out. Reply back. Let me know what you thought. That's a really key point as well. Get them to hit reply. There's a couple of things that go with that. We'll talk about, I mean, the psychology part is you're getting an engagement, which is awesome because when you get them to reply, the monologue has become a dialogue. Now that opens up a conversation. Conversations lead to sales. But the other side to that is the technical side. You get the ESPs, the email service providers out there, they give you a point system. It's like points on a totem pole. And one point, if they actually open your email, okay? If they open it, you're more likely to get in an inbox than you would the spam folder. If enough people don't open it, you're likely to get thrown in the spam folder because nobody wants this junk anyway. But then you get not only an open, but if they click a link and go back to your website, that's going to give you another bump up. Okay, well, they show something interesting. So yeah, maybe these guys should be in the primary instead of the promotions folder. We'll see about this. Now, that's good, but then we have the next level, which is engagement, replying. When they hit reply, all of a sudden, that's like 10x the points. So now Gmail says, wait a minute, not only did they get this email that we thought might have been spam to begin with, but they didn't just open it, they didn't just read it, they didn't just click on it, but they actually replied back to them. This is a real conversation with a real person. We need to give them priority. And therefore, you get better deliverability. And it was all started with a question. You have a great conversation, great copy, great email, but a question. Reply back and let me know what you think of XYZ. Or after you've read the book, what was your favorite chapter? Something like that. Something that gets them to reply back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. And I love that you talked about the technical side. It's funny because I know that. I don't talk about it ever because I don't really do much with email. Yeah. On, like, that's not my area, you know, of expertise. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, right? Because I know that's where you excel and really help people at. But I did tease this at the very beginning. There is something that you say in your presentations that's super fantastic, that because of how you set up your email and email automation, this magical thing happens regardless of you being there or not. So can you start with that story and, like, just kind of wrap
so,
that up there?
So here's the thing with it is everything we talked about is about building the relationship and having a real conversation. That doesn't mean the conversation has to be one-on-one live right now, okay? Because if you tried to do that with every person that you meet, you would never have time to complete anything. That would be 10 full-time jobs by itself. I mean, that's what mine is, really. So we create things in evergreen format. I talked about it a little bit, like with the Go For No book. I said, doesn't matter if you got it today or you got it 3 years from now, it's still going to be awesome, right? The content is still there. Thinking in that aspect. So about 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, I ended up in a situation where I ended up in the hospital and my business completely shut down. Okay. I go in, I have a blood clot going to my kidney, which I tell you is not a fun experience. Hurts like hell. They said, you know, 5 days in the hospital with no energy. And then they say it's going to take a month for me to recover. And I laughed at them and then they laughed back at me and they were right. It took me a month to recover. The problem is my entire business shut down. I mean, it was nothing. So I figured out, okay, I got to do something. I got to fix this. So I started creating these systems and putting this stuff in place and thinking evergreen on a longer scale. What ended up happening with that is I created my claim to fame campaign, which is a 3-year automatic follow-up system. All of the same kind of stuff we just talked about. It's all tips, tricks, resources, books, videos, all this kind of stuff, talking, building the relationship. But here's the thing, is it's all 3 years automatically. You come into my system today, you're going to get stuff for the next 3 years. Now, the running joke with this is why Victor's been laughing so much about this. My girlfriend hates it when I tell this story, is I can literally go outside, get hit by a bus today. I'm still going to sell you stuff 3 years from now. That's my claim to fame. It works.
Because you've allowed it to not just one, you've stayed with the purpose, with the context of saying, like, we're still building, I'm still going to have a conversation with people, still going to build a relationship. I'm not just going to, sure, I'm going to sell them things for the next 3 years, but that doesn't mean I'm going to pitch them all the time. Yeah. Right? You're providing the value, you're providing content, you're providing mm-hmm. a way for them to re-engage with you. And then throughout there, eventually you give. And then eventually you're like, hey, can I ask you for a favor? At this point, you know, I feel like we could do something together, and I feel like this would probably be the next step.
Yeah,
does that make sense for you? And then it's a simple ask.
And the funny thing about it is such a simple ask. And there's a few good marketers out there that you know. I know you've worked with a couple of them. Frank Kern's a great example of that. Mm-hmm. Uncle Frank is so freaking amazing.
Uncle Frank,
the guy is just so brilliant. He was one of the first ones that I got some of these ideas from a zillion years ago. I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm a lot older than people think. I knew him back when he was the surfer dude. But there's like people like him and like great example, Gary Vaynerchuk. Okay. Everybody's heard of Gary V, right?
Yes.
Well, when he came out with the jab, 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 right hook, I just laughed. Cause I'm like, dude, this is the stuff I've been telling you for the last decade. But that's what it is. It's jab, jab, right. Jab, 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 right hook. It's about give, then ask. That's what it's about. That's what that book was created for. The difference is that this is the stuff I've literally been doing for over a decade, 12 years now that we've been doing this stuff. And it is cool because, like I said earlier, it puts you in a position to have lifelong relationships with people, lifelong clients. The client that I talked about, she stayed with me 3 years longer than she needed to before she canceled because of her loyalty. She's been with me for 25 years. That's pretty amazing. How many people can say that? You know, not a whole lot. I have a client that I just talked to not that long ago that I met her for coffee, I think 8 years ago. And like a month ago, she reached out to me for a new client that she's working with to see if we might be a good fit to help her and that client out.
Gotcha.
Those are the kind of relationships you have. And I want you to think about this because if you put a system in place and this evergreen concept that I'm talking about, build it now, build the foundation for your machine, for the skyscraper. When you do it now, when things happen, the world shifts, we go through the pivots, we go through the evolutions, we have the recessions, we have the world blowing up, we have crazy viruses, all the stupid stuff that happens, it's out of our control. It's going to happen. There are going to be more of them. But if you set your business up right, you don't have to worry about it being an issue. After I got sick, I also went into a massive depression. I completely jumped out of the speaking space. I've only been back in the speaking space for not even 2 years now. I took a 6-year hiatus Okay. I moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Portland, Oregon. If you've ever been here, it's a great place to hide. We have hiking trails. We have water fountains. We have an ocean less than 2 hours away. It's beautiful. You really don't want to go anywhere. I didn't travel anywhere for the entire time. I didn't speak on stage. I didn't go anywhere. My clients still come to me because of referrals.
That's awesome.
And that's the kind of stuff you can build with it. That's the power behind it. And it is designed to give you an evergreen model that will withstand any kind of fire that happens. Yes, you're going to get hit. We all do. We've all gotten hit by the stuff that's happened. I've been through 9/11, 2008, and now, you know, 2020, all the stuff that's going on. I've been through all of these things. And I've, matter of fact, the last one, I actually, you know, 2008 happened. The day that that happened, that everything blew up and the stock market completely melted down, I started a new business, which is what you see today. This business that I'm doing right now, that's what I started. I started in 2008, and it's just phenomenal the way it's worked out. But you have to position yourself to be that way.
I love it, because that's like everything that you teach and you talk about and how you go about it, I feel just resonates so much with how I go about bringing in people and attracting people and engaging with them initially, because like that's just the next step, right? Once you've done that, mm-hmm. you know, that's my area. I'm great at attracting people and engaging with them and in helping them. But there is a point for me, I know that where mm-hmm. eventually they do fall off, and it's not because I'm like, okay, goodbye. You didn't buy anything from me. It's more because, well, I'm focusing on helping everybody that's coming in, that after a while, after about like mm-hmm. 3 to 6 months, people start to fall off on the back. And and to have something like with you, with what you have, is super valuable, because just imagine what that could do for myself, what that's already done for your business, and what that could do for mm-hmm. everyone that's listening, right now, you know, you watching right now. Like, just imagine what that can do. You bring people in and you don't have to necessarily worry and juggle all those people on the back end. You can focus on helping everyone that you can help right now.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of it comes in. Cause if you set it up right, it makes a huge difference to play the long game. So many people, especially like speaking, coaching, consulting in that world right now, there is a lot of churn and burn. And I hate seeing that happen, because I see people who are amazing people and they have amazing products, but they don't have a system of a solid foundation behind the scenes. And what happens is they get the people in the door. Some of them buy, some of them don't, but either way, at the end of the day, those people don't feel satisfied in the relationship. And that's where a lot of our stuff comes in. It's like, I have a friend of mine who specializes in PR. So her whole thing is get on TV, get on radio, get on podcasts, because all of that is the media exposure that is going to get them in the castle. And that's the terminology she uses, is get them in the castle. The funny thing is, the first time I heard her say that, we were in a mastermind group of hers in Cancun, and she said that, and it just clicked in my head. It was funny because it was right at the beginning of the whole session, and everybody's doing their, you know, 1 minute of who am I kind of thing in the group. And they come to me and I'm like, well, Angel just keeps talking about the get them in the castle stuff. Reality is, my stuff is based around, once you get them in the castle, making sure they don't meet the village idiot.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah. And that's really what it is. It's how do you create an amazing experience once you get them in the door? Because like you, Victor, you're a traffic guy. I'm not a traffic guy. I do amazing things with very small lists. If you give me a big list, I can crush it, but I'm not the traffic guy. I don't bring the traffic in. So many people are good at getting traffic in one way or another, whether it be speaking or Facebook ads or any of the different platforms that are out there. But then once they get in, there's nothing there. And that's where we really shine. That's the stuff that we teach our clients and have phenomenal results with and have so much fun putting together. And again, it creates lifetime loyalties, which is what we really want.
I love it. No, yeah, awesome. So I know we're kind of wrapping up on time here, but so much gold has been dropped, right? Like the biggest thing I know that everyone can take away with, whether they do anything. And here's the thing with it, was that email that you said, right? The simple email to reach out to people. It's like, hey, just out of curiosity, what are you up to? I'm sorry that I haven't been able to, like, I've kind of been slacking, And I'm curious as to what you're doing, what you're up to, anything that you're doing new that I could help with potentially.
Yeah.
Just that's it. And, you know, like reply back and let me know. That email right there, I feel, and I'm sure you've run into this all the time and you have experienced this with, well, so easy to implement. Mm-hmm. Also so easy not to implement.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's funny because I have told so many people about that email, and I can honestly say I would say 1% of them have actually done it. And part of it is because people have a pride issue. You are throwing yourself under the bus, literally. Mm-hmm. That's the point of it. You come in a place of, you know what? I'm a slacker. I'm really sorry. I did not do the job that I should have to build this relationship and let you know how much I care about you. If we want our clients to be loyal to us, that's what they need to have. And we don't do that for some reason. And so by doing that, that ends up hurting people's egos. And so a lot of times people won't do it. But I'll tell you what, if you do it, you are going to get some of the most amazing responses back, because people will come back, and I can't count the number of people who have come back to me and said, you know what? I am a worse slacker than you are. I really should have been, because I meant to reach out to you. I've had questions. I need your help, but I keep forgetting until 10 o'clock at night, and I know you don't want to get disturbed then.
Yep, exactly.
And it's that simple. That's the trigger that lets them know you care and gets them to actually reply back. And it is really important. I want to clarify something on this. Make sure when you're saying, how can I help you? It is very genuine. You've got to be careful of your words. How can I help you? It's not about your services, because most people will get confused by that. They'll think that it's like, how can I help you by buying more of my stuff? You know, that's not what it's about.
Yep.
And I've had people do that. I've actually had people go, you know what? How can I help you? I got this really cool thing. I think would be a good fit. It ruins it immediately. So be careful of that. But if you go at it from a place of service, 100% genuine, just like you're walking next door, you got the next door neighbor that you haven't talked to quite a while because you've been busy, they've been busy, you've been out of town, whatever, walking up the door, knocking on their door and just saying, hey there, it's been a while since we talked. I just want to check in, see how you're doing. What you up to? Is there anything I can help you with? That's really the attitude behind it. When you do that, you will get phenomenal responses.
I love it. Yep. So like, then with that said, as easy as it is to implement and as easy as it is to just ignore and not implement, mm-hmm. if you implement it, you're going to get some amazing results. You're going to get fantastic results. You're going to get some amazing responses. You might potentially, I mean, like there could be their next client there, mm-hmm. right? Where can we find out more about you? Where can we connect with you to learn more and to really help out, even if someone wants to reach out and say like, hey, I actually need help with this?
Yeah, no, easily. So the easiest way to get a hold of me, first off, I am very approachable. Okay. I don't shy around things. I'm the type of guy that I would love to sit down and have coffee with each and every person listening to this, because that's my personality, that's my style, that's the way I like to roll. So I'm saying that up front with the fact of, go to Connect with Eli, and it is ELY, connectwitheli.com. And you can find all of my social media stuff, connect with me on there. But there is a spot on that page. If you go there, go to the bottom right-hand corner, there's a star that says, let's chat. Click on that, book on my calendar. And it's a conversation. I want to get to know you. That's really what it is, because I am a connector. You know, my whole thing is meet cool people. I love to meet cool people. I have a Wednesday meetup group that I do with that. We have phenomenal feedback and amazing people that get come there and just share ideas. And for me, it's about how can I connect people together? I love playing human Tetris. I have a person over here and a person over here. How can I fit them together to make a cool piece of the puzzle work and get some points? You know, it's like, that's really how it works with me. So I would love to talk to anybody who wants to reach out to me, book a spot on my calendar. I am an open book. I'm happy to chat with you anytime. And then connect with me. And definitely very, very important. If you connect with me anyway, whether you book on my calendar, go to Facebook or any of that kind of stuff, let me know where you heard me. Because I do get a lot of people that I get connected to, and I want to know that you're one of Victor's people, because when you do that, that's a way for me to be able to go, okay, I know Victor's an awesome guy already, but that helps him stay in front of me as well, just because of that, because that's how relationships work as a whole. We always have to stay top of mind, and we're all working off the karma bank. And so if I know that, that's going to put you above other people who randomly connect with me from third world countries that I don't know anything about. So by saying, hey, I heard you on Victor's show, I don't care where you're from. If you say that, I'm definitely going to friend request or friend accept you, and we're going to chat, and I'd love to jump on a Zoom call with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on and providing some awesome, awesome knowledge there, some great insight on email marketing and why we need to set it up, and like really how you can start to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And of course, obviously, like if you're anything like me, you'd want to just work with someone like Eli already, just like to have him take it off your hands and extract that information out of you so he can help you do it for 3 years, right? Like his if he does get hit by a bus today, knock on wood here, he will still be able to sell you stuff for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you how much I love that. Like every time I see you present, I'm like, when is it coming? I know it's coming. It's a great line, great story.
Yeah.
So it's
that line gets people most of the time.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being on the show. And until next time, I'm Victor with Ventabot. And before I forget, if you're serious about generating never-ending leads, then head on over to ventabot.com/book to get your free copy of The Complete Automation Strategy, the four phases we take our private clients through to generate never-ending leads. Until next time, I'm Victor with Ventabot, and I will see you on another episode. Bye.